It is now time for
the What You Talking About Willis Show.
What you talking about?
What you talking about? What you talking about, Willis?
With your host, Ryan Wacky Willis. Idiot. Right here on Call It Primetime Radio.
Hello, wacky listeners. This is Ryan Wacky Willis, and this is the very famous and popular What You Talking About Willis Show, right here on Call It Primetime Radio. Yes. We have a great show in store for you today. What else is new? Wait, this is only my second show, huh? Well, you enjoyed last week's show, right? My first one?
Okay, you know what? You don't have to answer that.
But I'm assuming if you're back for my second week, you did enjoy my first week, and I really do appreciate that. If you haven't already, please visit our Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, just type in College Primetime Radio. And if you haven't already, click the like button for us. We would greatly appreciate it. We're also on Twitter, so follow us on Twitter at College Primetime Radio. And if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, follow me at WackyWillis90. And you can also follow my personal Facebook page, the What You Talking About Willis Show. Type in Facebook.com/TheRyanWillisShow. So what are we talking about today for this week's show?
Oh, what is that I hear? It's back again.
The theme music for March Madness, of course. That's what we talked about last week, remember? We broke down the first few rounds. Today, we are talking about what happened in the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 games. And then later on today, we will be talking a little bit about the Final Four. Who's in the Final Four? Who do you have winning it all? Well, we'll get into that later on in the program. Now, remember last week, I was bragging about how I had NC State going to the Final Four, saying that you had to have at least one upset team, or just, you know, an unexpected team, go on a major run when you're filling out your brackets. You know, you kind of have to, because how many years in a row now have we seen a big dog, if you will, a big school go down early in the tournament? It happens all the time. This year, it was the one seed Villanova going down. But it happens all the time. So I had North Carolina State as kind of my unexpected team to go on this long run. They were an 8 seed, and the Wolfpack lost in their Sweet 16 game against number 4 seed Louisville Cardinals, 75-65. So there kind of went my prediction right there. I thought North Carolina State was going to be that team. Not quite. But they didn't disappoint. I mean, making it to the Sweet 16, hey, there's nothing to be ashamed about making the Sweet 16, especially when you're an 8 seed. So I'm saying that that was kind of an unexpected run, was it not? So even though my Final Four upset team did not actually make it to the Final Four, there was a team that many did not expect to make it that far. I will tell you which team a little later on. Now, the Cinderella of this tournament, the UCLA Bruins, baby!
Yeah. Well, I'm just not sure about that right now.
Remember, I talked about this on last week's show. The Bruins should not be in the tournament. They should not have been selected to participate in March Madness. They were only 20-13 during the regular season. They had some bad losses on their schedule. And I think the only reason they really made it is because, well, they're UCLA. they're a legendary school when it comes to basketball.
And also maybe somebody from the tournament committee maybe went to UCLA. Just throwing that out there. But they ended up winning their first two games in the tournament.
And it was just unbelievable. I mean, say what you want about who they played against. They beat SMU in the first game, which, you know, was a controversy finish, but or excuse me, controversial finish, but they won. And then they won the second game against Georgia State. So they made it to the Sweet 16, and I remember saying, you know what? If they can somehow pull off the major upset and defeat the two-seeded Gonzaga Bulldogs, then why not just pick UCLA to win it all?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, why not pick UCLA to win it all? If they can get past Gonzaga, then they would get to the Elite Eight, and they've got all this momentum going, and clearly they are just motivated as anybody else out there because they just keep winning these games. Everybody was telling them, like me, knucklehead Wacky Willis, saying they do not belong, but they're using that as motivation. So I was really, really curious to see how UCLA would handle this magic carpet ride run, if you will, that they've been on, and see how they would use it to their advantage against the Zags. And how did it turn out? Well,
they lost.
I remembered when I was watching this game that the Bruins really hadn't played anyone yet. And, well, Gonzaga was a two seed for a reason. Final score, Gonzaga 74, UCLA 62. So, look, their season's over. Okay, they didn't make it to the Final Four or even the Elite Eight. But, again, I have to give UCLA props. I was one of their biggest critics and skeptics, saying, no way, Jose, they should not be in the tournament. This is a joke. And in a way, I still feel like they shouldn't have been in. But considering that they did win two games, and they did put up a fight against the Zags, you never really got the feeling that Gonzaga was going to lose that game to UCLA. But still, UCLA put up a good fight. I'll give them that. And like I said earlier, if you make it to the Sweet 16, that's something to be proud of. So UCLA, I give you props. Congratulations on an incredible year. Next year, though, have a more impressive regular season. That way I'm not sitting here in the same spot yelling and screaming and saying, UCLA shouldn't be in the tournament!
Because they shouldn't have been.
But they impressed. So there you go. All right, moving on. Let's talk Kentucky Wildcats. The pursuit of the perfect season. 40-0, that's what they're shooting for. The big 40-0. It's never been done before. In their Sweet 16 matchup, they took on the 5-seed West Virginia. I got a question. How are you going to stop that train?
Well, I'm just not sure about that right now.
This game was not close would be a humongous understatement. Do you hear me? Humongous! It was never close. Never. Not even a little bit. Kentucky was winning 18-2 in the beginning of this game. The final score, you may ask? 78-39. Wowzers. The Wildcats were fueled by comments made last Wednesday by West Virginia freshman guard Daxter Miles Jr., who predicted that the Mountaineers, his team, would end Kentucky's title run.
Idiot.
And then what does the kid do to back up his statement? He scores 0 points.
What you talking about?
He scored 0 points. Now look, I'm not going to beat up on a college kid, especially a freshman, for making comments like that. Okay, I'm just not, because I just graduated from college last year, so I'm not very far removed from the college scene. And I understand when you're in college, you say and you do things that you probably shouldn't. And you do some things or maybe say some things that you may end up regretting later on. I've been there. Trust me. But when you're a freshman and you're about to go against an undefeated team, a team that if they finish this season 40-0, they may be the best team of all time. It's up for debate, but again, nobody's ever done it before. I mean, that's just how great Kentucky is. And if you're going to say something like that, okay, fine. But you got to back it up at least a little bit. I mean, at least score a layup or give me something, Daxter. I mean, to get shut out. Literally, he did nothing in this game. No assists, no rebounds, nothing. He even missed a couple of free throws, I believe. I mean, that looks bad. That looks really, really bad. But again, he's a college freshman. He learned the hard way, right? I do feel kind of bad for him, but you gotta be smarter than that. You know, it's not like you were going against, I don't know, what's a good example? You know, they weren't going against Georgia State. No disrespect to them. They actually won a game in the tournament. But, you know, it'd be different if they said something like that. Or say something about a school like that, I should say. Because, you know, you're expected to win. But when you're going against an undefeated team like Kentucky that has NBA caliber players, not a smart thing. Not a smart thing. But I was disappointed in how that game went. I honestly thought West Virginia, I didn't expect them to win the game, but I really thought it was going to be a highly competitive and close game. I really did.
Idiot.
So the fact that it was not close, again, at all, for the entire game, it was a bit of a letdown. But at the same time, it was remarkable watching Kentucky literally do whatever they wanted the entire game. I mean, even when they put the backups in, I mean, they still were manhandling them. It was something else to watch. So we'll talk about what happened to Kentucky in the Elite Eight coming up. But real quick, as we wrap up this Sweet 16 talk of this segment, there were hardly any upsets. Kentucky, Gonzaga, Arizona, Wisconsin, Louisville, Duke, and Notre Dame all won. They were all the top seeds in their matchup. Where's the upset? That's what I love about college basketball. It's what I love about March Madness. The upsets. But hang on a second. Wait. I just mentioned the teams that won. Let's see. 1, 2, carry the 5. That's 7 teams. And 8 teams make it to the Elite 8, right? I mean, I'm horrible at math, but there are supposed to be 8 teams in the Elite 8, right? No. Let's see. Who am I forgetting? Let's see here. Where's my notes? Where's my specs? The 7-seed Michigan State Spartans.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Remember, I talked about their great head coach, Tom Izzo, and how he never gets enough credit. Tom Izzo is just incredible. So they play the Oklahoma Sooners, who were a 3-seed in this tournament. And it was a very evenly matched game. But ultimately, Izzo Spartans outlasted the Sooners by the final of 62-58 to advance to the Elite Eight. Okay, that's obviously great and everything. But now you gotta go up against the almighty Rick Pitino and the Louisville Cardinals. There's no way you could beat Patino. I mean, his team just won it all a couple of years back. He's a Hall of Famer, two-time champion. And Tom Izzo said, I do not care. The Spartans handled the Cardinals in overtime 76-70, reaching the Final Four for the seventh time. Seven times that Coach Izzo has led the Spartans to the Final Four. I mean, just think about that. Seven times, and this guy is never mentioned as one of the great coaches in college basketball. And he's reached the Final Four seven times. Okay, so some of you may be asking, well, why is that? I mean, that is remarkable, Wacky Willis. Why doesn't Coach Izzo get more credit? Or why doesn't he get recognized more often as one of the best coaches in college basketball? Well, it's probably because he hasn't won a championship yet. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. Who cares? Seven Final Fours in a tournament where you have 68 teams in it when it all starts, and you get down to the final four teams out of that 68 seven times. Now, granted, it used to be 64 teams would make it, and they added an extra four a few years ago, but still, it doesn't matter. You get what I'm saying. Seven Final Fours. I don't care that he hasn't won a championship yet. I still feel like he's going to get that done at some point. I really just don't care that he hasn't won it all. I feel like in college basketball, it's completely different than most other sports. Because, again, you just have so many other teams to go up against. The chances of your team not being at their best in a tournament game are pretty high. It's pretty likely. Yeah, he always finds a way to get his teams far in the tournament. And for that, he deserves more recognition, in my opinion. All right. Moving on from that. Let's now go back to Kentucky and let's talk about the Elite Eight. Kentucky almost saw their perfect season go down in smoke against Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. Holy smokes! I could not believe what I was watching. The Fighting Irish were dunking all over the Wildcats. And for a while, it seemed like they couldn't miss a shot. Did you watch that game? I mean, holy cow! But then I remembered. Kentucky is undefeated for a reason. They didn't panic. They didn't get down on themselves. They didn't say, you know what, guys, it's been a great year. Let's just throw in the towel. No! They just kept fighting the Fighting Irish! Zing! Karl Anthony Towns led UK with 25 points, and they escaped with a two-point victory, 68-66. So, you talk about coming this close, and I know you can't see me right now, but I'm holding my thumb and my index finger up in the air, and you can barely slide a piece of paper through the middle of them, because that's how closely together these two fingers are from touching each other. That's how close Kentucky was to losing to Notre Dame. I was listening to Doug Gottlieb, who you know is this big-time college basketball analyst, this morning on the Jim Rome Show. And he said Notre Dame should have won this game. They absolutely should have defeated Kentucky. And I agree with them. I watched the entire game. I literally thought Notre Dame was going to win, and they should have.
Idiot.
But the thing is, Kentucky is just so deep. They're so lengthy. They're so skilled. And they're so resilient is really what we learned about them. I mean, they've had a couple close calls during the season, but this was probably as close as they've come to almost losing a game, especially against this quality of an opponent, right? So we found out that Kentucky can take a few punches. And they can keep going, and they won't get discouraged, and they can still find a way to win a game. Now, I said it last week on the show that I believe if Kentucky just plays average basketball, that they can win it all, that they can finish off the perfect season. And look, they didn't play their best against Notre Dame. They didn't play their best by far, but they played good enough to win. Notre Dame, they played about as well as they possibly could. Like I said, they were just making everything at one point in time in that game, especially in the second half. I mean, gosh, they were automatic. They have so many shooters on that team. It was just amazing to watch. So you saw Notre Dame have this incredible game, and Kentucky just play, you know, average to above average, and Kentucky still won. And that's what I've been trying to tell you, that Kentucky doesn't have to play their best to win.
Yeah. Well, I'm just not sure about that right now.
But do I stand by what I said last week? Well, I guess it sort of depends on who they play from this point on, heading into the Final Four. So in the Elite Eight, the Wisconsin Badgers took on the Arizona Wildcats. Wisconsin a 1 seed, Arizona a 2 seed. Now in my bracket, I actually predicted that matchup happening.
Did you? Don't you lie to me. Okay, I'll believe you.
So yes, I had Wisconsin versus Arizona in the Elite Eight. But I had Arizona beating Wisconsin. Because I don't know why I really did that, to be honest with you, other than the fact that I don't like having all four of my teams in the Final Four be 1 seed. So I was looking at it, I was like, look, Arizona, they can shoot just as well as anybody, and they're tough defensively. They've got a great shot to beat Wisconsin. But I really underestimated how great Wisconsin is. I mean, I was blown away by what I saw in this matchup. Sam Decker, didn't know a ton about the kid before the game other than the fact that, yeah, he's got all his potential, great shooter, but he's been kind of inconsistent this year. He kind of caught on late during the season.
Better late than never, like I always say.
He had 27 points, and he was 8 for 11 from the court. You combine that with Frank Kaminsky, who may be the best player in college basketball next to Jahlil Okafor of Duke. He chipped in 29 points to lead the way for the Badgers. And Wisconsin won the game 85-78. I mean, they totally outshot the Wildcats. I didn't think that was possible. I knew Wisconsin was a really good shooting team, but I felt like Arizona's defense would be good enough to where it would create tough shots. And yeah, in a way, Arizona did force Wisconsin to take a lot of bad shots, but they made them. I mean, at one point, it seemed like Wisconsin couldn't miss from the court. It was remarkable to watch. And Frank Kaminsky, oh my gosh! The guy is just incredible. He's just off the charts. So, let's talk about the Final Four now, shall we? because Duke, they beat Gonzaga in the Elite Eight, which I wasn't really surprised by. Because I mentioned this last week, Gonzaga, for whatever reason, has a history of just not getting that far in the tournament. This was only the second time that Gonzaga had ever made it to the Elite Eight. Look, I'm not taking a shot at them. They're an incredible school. But when it comes to playing as Duke, yeah, kind of saw that coming. So again, let's look at the Final Four now. Three number one seeds got to the Final Four. So how does your bracket look now? I seriously want to know. How does your bracket look right now? Did you have 3 1 seeds making it? Did you have all 4 number one seeds making it? Did you only have 2? Did you only have 1? Did you have none? Man, you're wackier than Wacky Willis. Raffle. I don't know if that's possible. But how's your bracket looking? Mine? Not so bad. I mentioned I had North Carolina State making it, and I also had Arizona. But I did predict Kentucky and Duke to get this far.
What you talking about, Lewis?
Now, I know you probably had Kentucky making it this far, but did you have any of the other three? I got 2 out of 4 correct. And you know what? Considering I'm usually not right about anything, and I mean anything, I'm going to take a few moments here to bask in my own glory. Oh, man. Oh, this is just sweet. 2 out of 4, Ryan. You're batting 500. All the cute girls are looking at you. How you doing? Oh, man. This is just so nice. Oh! I'm sorry. That took way too long. Way too long. Zong! So I have Kentucky and Duke playing in the national championship, with Kentucky finishing the perfect season, winning it all. So back to what I said earlier. I was saying that if Kentucky plays just average basketball, that they can get away with it and win it all. Do I stand by that remark?
Well, I'm just not sure about that right now.
I'm going to say yes. However, probably not against Wisconsin. And if they can get past Wisconsin, probably not against Duke either. I mean, Wisconsin couldn't miss a shot against Arizona the other night. If Wisconsin plays the way they did in the second half against Arizona, against the Wildcats this weekend, I think Wisconsin's going to win the game. I don't think Kentucky can get away with playing just average basketball against Wisconsin if Wisconsin shoots the living daylights out of the ball. But with that being said, if Kentucky just plays their game, they stay the course, and they have one of their usual type of games, even if Wisconsin goes off, Kentucky's a better team, right? Well, maybe you want to debate that. But in my opinion, Kentucky is still the better team. And if both of these teams play at their best in this game, Kentucky's going to win. They've got the size, they've got the shooters, they've got the pure athleticism. I believe Kentucky should win this game. But again, if Wisconsin plays the way they did against Arizona, it's going to be a heck of a challenge for Kentucky. They thought Notre Dame was a good team, and they are. Wait till they go against Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So my prediction is, I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going to stick to what I have in my bracket. I'm going to pick Kentucky. And then in the other game, Michigan State versus Duke. The fan of me, the fan of Tom Izzo in me, really wants to pick Michigan State. I would love to see Michigan State just win it all and finally give Coach Izzo that illustrious championship ring. But I don't know. they've gone on this incredible run. I give them all the credit in the world. Again, Izzo does not get enough credit, does not receive enough credit at all. But with that being said, I just can't pick them to beat Duke. I just think Duke has way too much to offer. Jahlil Okafor, I mean, we talked about it last week. The guy is just a monster. He's an animal. He's going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft, assuming that he is indeed going to enter the draft. And why wouldn't he? He's got millions and millions of dollars waiting for him. So he's definitely going into the NBA, and he will be the number one pick. I mean, I just feel like Michigan State, they've got a good team, but do they have any NBA-caliber players? Probably not.
Idiot.
Probably not. If Duke plays their game, they're going to win. Sorry to say, Michigan State fans, I think Duke should win this game. I think they're going to win fairly easily. Fairly easily. But, with that being said, can Michigan State beat Duke? Yeah, I think they can. I think they can. Will they? I don't think so.
Idiot.
Now, if Michigan State can beat Duke, can they beat Kentucky? Again, I think they've got a shot. But not a very good one. So look, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'm hoping that both games are going to be close. I hope both games are intense. I hope both of them give me a heart attack. Lol, just kidding. But I do hope that we see two quality basketball games. And whoever faces in the national championship, we can all agree and say, hey, this is going to be a great game. Can't wait to see it. And I think that's what we're going to get. All right. So we have a new thing that I'm going to introduce on the show right now. And it's called hashtag Ask Wacky Willis. And this is something that I want to encourage you, yes, I'm talking to you, you loyal listener, to start asking me some questions for every show, okay? So on my Facebook page or on College Primetime Radio's Facebook page or even on Twitter, wherever you follow us, you could ask me a question for every show. All you have to do, for example, go on Facebook. Find College Primetime Radio, type in the question, and put hashtag Ask Wacky Willis at the end of it. I will answer your question for you during my podcast. That is a guarantee. So for this week, the number one question we received was from a man named Kirk Harvey, who lives in Vista, California. And here's his question. Quote, might be a dumb question. Okay, unquote. Let me stop you right there, Kirk. There's no such thing as a dumb question. Dumb radio host, yes. Dumb question, no.
Rival.
Let me continue. Quote, but if Kentucky loses against Wisconsin or in the championship game, will it be considered a failed season? End of quote. Hashtag Ask Wacky Willis. Great question. Definitely not a dumb question, Kirk. And honestly, I think a lot of people are asking the same exact thing. If Kentucky does not finish off the perfect season, the 40-0 year, will it be considered a failed season? I don't think you can consider it a failed season. I mean, just going undefeated in the regular season is impressive enough. And then getting through your conference tournament unscathed, that is also quite impressive. And getting to the Final Four in the NCAA tournament, remarkable accomplishment. Everything that Kentucky has done up until this point is simply remarkable. It's amazing. It's outstanding. So to me, if they do lose to Wisconsin, or they lose in the national championship game against Duke or Michigan State, no, I'm not going to say it's a failed year. Is it a successful or, okay, I'm not phrasing that right. Is it what they want? Is it what they should obtain? No. They're all thinking the same thing right now. Calipari wants the 40-0. That team, they want to go undefeated. They want to remain perfect. They want to finish it off. They want that championship. Of course they do. So if they don't get it done, it's going to be disappointing. And some of them on that team may say, you know what? This year, we didn't set out and do what we were supposed to do. And I understand that. I totally get it. But there's no way, in my opinion, that you can say that this year was all for naught and it was just a complete failure. No, I do not believe that at all. It would have been a complete failure if Kentucky had not even made it to the NCAA tournament. Or if they did go undefeated during the regular season, that's great, but then you lose right off the bat in your first round game to a 16 seed. Then I would say, yeah, that's a very disappointing, and yeah, that was a failed year. Because you went undefeated during the regular season, and then you got bounced right off the bat. But they made it to the Final Four. They're an incredible basketball team. I mean, come on. I don't care. I believe that it's a successful year, even if they don't win it all. So that's my opinion. What's yours? Hopefully that answers your question, Mr. Kirk Harvey. And thank you so much for submitting it. We appreciate it. So again, I know I didn't really introduce this last week, but I did introduce it on Facebook. This is why you need to start following us. So go to College Primetime Radio. You can write on our timeline or respond to any of our questions on there or any of our posts. And all you have to do is type out your question. And at the end of it, hashtag Ask Wacky Willis, and I'll be more than happy to answer your question during one of my podcasts. Come on. I will do it. Give it a shot. All right. Well, I think that's going to put a ribbon, a bow, on today and this week's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and giving me a listen. And again, look us up, College Primetime Radio on Facebook or on Twitter, or just search us on Google. Check us out. Some great things have happened and will continue to happen right here on College Primetime Radio. Thanks again. I will talk to you next week, and we will be breaking down what happened in the Final Four. I will preview the national championship matchup. Who's going to be the two teams? We shall find out. Take care. Bye-bye now.